Brisbane's B105, Labby, Stav and Abby, 19 to 8. Coming up after 9 this morning and all day while you work, win your Lady Gaga tickets from B105. Let's talk diets.
Yeah, weight loss. It's big business. You just need to remember The Biggest Loser last night. I think a lot of people watched that finale. But the diet industry makes a lot of money. And there is, at the moment, a guy going around a company that says that you can lose weight just by eating cookies.
Awesome. Matt Siegel is one of the heads of the company who is joining us this morning. Hey, mate.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Now, Matt, take us through what these cookies are for people that don't know.
Well, the short answer is the cookies control your hunger and enable you to stick to a diet. And the way they do that is many, many years ago, my father, who is a weight loss expert, Dr. Sanford Siegel, he discovered many years ago that there are certain natural components of foods, particularly of proteins, that do a better job than other substances at controlling hunger. So he decided to engineer a food, a cookie, to control his patients' hunger and enable them to stick to a low-calorie diet.
Now, are these cookies in between meals, or this is as meal replacement? So my understanding, because I looked quickly on your website, is that you would have up to 6 cookies a day and then have maybe just a meal of like protein and maybe some low GI carbs?
It's actually now 9 cookies a day. The classic cookie, which was our first cookie for many years, was 6 larger cookies a day. And we discovered some time ago that you don't need 90 calories to make you not hungry. 60 calories will do it. So now you get to eat 9 60-calorie cookies. But no, to answer your question, this isn't between meals because we don't think in terms of meals. Mm. The concept of 3 meals a day is what has made 60% of the Western world overweight.
Good point.
There are hunger times. Mm. Yeah. When you're hungry, you eat something. And the recommendation is to eat 1 or 2 cookies every 2 hours during waking times until you get to your dinner. And on this program, the dinner is very substantial. It's 500 to 700 calories. So between all of that, it's 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day. Yeah. And on 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day, everybody loses weight. Nobody can sustain their weight at that level.
Yeah, definitely. And Matt, I don't want to come across as negative. Myself, personally, I've had a lot of eating disorders, and I think doing ballet and growing up and focusing so much on diet food does make me quite a little bit negative about stuff like this, because I think it teaches people maybe a promise to lose weight quickly rather than teaching them the manners of how to control your weight through balanced
and
foods.
And eating right, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think, and having celebrities on board, it's teaching people unrealistic expectations of weight loss?
Absolutely not. If you eat 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day, you will lose weight. There's no question about it. You mentioned things like all the food groups and balance and so forth. That is the conventional wisdom. You'll hear that from every nutritionist out there, and it's that kind of advice that has made the majority of people overweight.
Yeah.
It's all well and good theoretically, but the fact is people don't follow that kind of advice. They eat poorly, they don't exercise, and they're overweight.
But I guess the whole idea of having cookies is obviously because people associate cookies as a treat food.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the whole idea of it, that people would eat those.
I'll tell you what, though, nine cookies a day, over 3,000 cookies a year.
But yeah, I know.
I'd go for the cookie diet way more than I'd go
for the
carrot
stick
diet.
But my association is, if I was a person who has the amount of issues I think and fascination with dieting is what I do, if I was to go on the cookie diet and stuff like that, I would find it's a great transition. If I lose the weight on the cookies and stuff like that, it doesn't teach you how to then maintain your weight.
That's not what the cookies are for. He's just giving you the basis to get started, and then like, it's not, hey, eat my cookies and then I'll teach you how to live the rest of your life. Eat the cookies to lose the weight, and then sort yourself out. Take some responsibility and lose your own weight.
That is exactly the point. The point of this diet is to take you from an unhealthy condition, which is overweight, to a healthy condition, which is your normal weight, as quickly as possible. Mm. At that point, you have got to change your habits. You've got to change. You can't go back to the old habits that made you overweight in the first place. You've now got to eat a maintenance level of calories, and you've got to get off your butt and go to the gym or get on the jogging track or something.
All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue this debate. We're going to get a dietitian on as well and get her thoughts. It's just gone 14 to 8. The cookie diet debate continues next.